This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush has ordered the CIA to embark on a major expansion, increasing by 50% the number of CIA analysts, spies, and agents proficient in critical languages such as Arabic. According to a White House memorandum made public yesterday, the agency's director, Porter Goss, has 90 days to come up with a budget and a plan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
What other details do you know about the president's directive?
Well, we're told this follows suggestions from the 9/11 Commission and its final report. They concluded that one of the big things America needs to do in order to avoid another attack is to rebuild CIA spying and analysis. The White House has, of course, said that it supports that. So this is the president elaborating on how it thinks that should happen, on how it thinks that the CIA should go about improving itself. And it's very ambitious. As you say, it's 50% increases. It's widely believed there are about 20,000 people working at the CIA, so this move would represent several thousand new people being brought on board.
And does the memo indicate that there is new money to finance this?
No new money. And that's actually got some of the intelligence officials that I've been speaking with questioning quite how seriously to take this. However, I am told this can be done through what's known in Washington lingo as supplementals. A lot of the funding for intelligence and counterterrorism is done that way outside of the original annual budget. And I'm told this could be handled the same way. So the money apparently would not be a barrier. But the other absence from the memo that the White House has released is there's no timeline. It instructs the CIA to do this, and I'm quoting, as soon as feasible. Well, I mean, what does that mean? That could be years. And you know, as one intelligence official pointed out to me, the CIA is already trying, of course, to hire new linguists and new clandestine service officers. So it's a little unclear at this point, I guess, exactly how the White House directive would accelerate those changes already underway.
Well, has the White House given any indication then why this order was issued now?
It hasn't publicly. As you say, this order was released last night with zero fanfare. It was emailed out to the White House press corps, and they didn't say much about it. But two things, I think, to keep in mind. One is, as we know, there's intelligence reform legislation which has been making its way through Congress and appears to have not gotten very far and have died at least for this year. And this may reflect, I think, the White House's judgment that legislation is not going anywhere this year. And this reflects a desire to get something done in the absence of that. I think the other thing to keep in mind is this provides at least some political cover for the White House, to be honest. If should there be a future terrorist attack, the White House will be able to point to this and say, we did all we could.
Now, I gather this directive for the CIA was actually one of a series of orders released yesterday. Another controversial one called for a review of whether the Defense Department or the CIA should run covert paramilitary operations.
That's right. This is another recommendation from the 9/11 Commission. Basically, the CIA has traditionally controlled these paramilitary operations. The 9/11 Commission said maybe we should look at that and maybe the Pentagon should, in fact, be doing that. So the president has asked them in this order to take a look, report back on whether that's a good idea. I should say I don't think either side is exactly clamoring for this change. They have both indicated that they think the system works fine as it is. But at any rate, same as with the CIA order, they've got 90 days to review it and report back.
And just real quickly, all of this happening at a time when we're hearing a lot about turmoil inside the CIA.
That's right. And we are hearing word of two more resignations. These are both division chiefs, so quite senior in the clandestine service. The CIA is characterizing them officially as retirements, saying this is nothing out of the ordinary. But some former colleagues I've spoken to have said these are resignations. Then these are men are walking away from the agency for the same reason we've heard with some of the other departures, that they have a personality clash with the management team of the new director, Porter Goss.
Thanks very much. Mary Louise Kelly is NPR's intelligence correspondent.